WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Ragas are the foundation for Indian classical music. There are hundreds of them. Music critic Milo Miles says the Raga Guide, a new 4-CD set and booklet, is the best introduction to Indian music he's come across. He says he needed it as much as anyone.
I've done very few pieces on Indian music for Fresh Air, not because I don't get immense pleasure from listening to it, but because I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know enough about ragas, the basic form of Indian classical, to make meaningful comments on them. But I'm getting better. And a key reason why is the Raga Guide. It's a 4-CD set with almost 200 pages of commentary. You get a basic skeleton of 74 ragas, just the themes, note sequences, and some fundamental technique and performances that last about 4 minutes. You can focus in on the tune and not get lost in the elaborations and improvisations that surround it in regular performance. But more than that, the Raga Guide is just such a classy package. The notes are scholarly but not stuffy, and the range of material is exciting rather than intimidating. You hear ragas with origins lost in the mists of time, centuries old, and some mere decades old, like this one. Ragas are separated into male and female vocals, instrumental performances on the sitar-like sarod, and flute workouts by the living grand master of the instrument, Haraprasad Chaurasia. I must also single out singer Shruti Saldarkar Katkar's interpretations, which can be vividly playful, somber, or sensuous as needed. Each raga comes with a clear and consistent notation, a song text, if there is one, a history of the raga, and those delightful tidbits about what time of the day or season of the year the tune should be played. The Raga Guide even includes a fascinating series of antique paintings intended to portray the mood of the individual ragas. Finally, I'd like to note that a little work with this set makes an excellent preparation for digging deeper into live performance of raga. You will never applaud the tune-up again.
Milo Miles is music editor of Rock.com.